Is starting, you know, that's the end of the first hour and the beginning of the 1 hour uninterrupted of Chazanis, except for a few of my comments, which I'm sure you don't mind. And if you do, well, you're just going to have to bear with it, I guess. Okay, it's the second hour. The first hour goes by so quickly, and the second hour goes by even more quickly, especially when you're having fun. And I hope you enjoyed that mixture in the first hour. And of course, if you want to reach me, you know the best way is via the internet, email. It's CBJ Music, Charlie Bernhout Jewish Music, CBJMusic@AOL.com. I welcome your comments and suggestions. Criticisms, okay, I welcome them, I guess I do. It's always good to hear from you and know that you're out there listening. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising, and I hope that you tell your friends about the program. We haven't been publicizing it too much because we're working diligently on the new webpage, the new homepage, and oh man, my web designer, Coleman, promised me last week or this week, so I'm not even going to make any promises. I'm just telling you, hang in there, and you'll be able to hear the 15 previous programs, and we have some surprises. I might as well give you a little hint. I'm trying to figure out how to add 10 or 15 years of recorded shows from the past, sort of to tag on to this for those of you who might want to stay on after this regular program ends at 11. Anyway, I'm toying with the idea. I just thought I'd give you a heads up on that. Also, I'd be interested in hearing your comments about that. Well, listen, what could you object to? If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. But I was listening to some of my programs from the late 70s and the early 80s, and it's interesting. It's fun. It's to see how my thoughts have changed and how the music has changed in particular. And of course, there are so many great chazanim from the past and from the present and the future. We're going to play a lot of young cantors who represent the future of chazanis. In any event, let's get right on to the Chazanis, and we're going to play some of the greats right now. We're going to start with Moshe Koussevitzky with Esau Einai. Saul, we're going to get to Sheibon Beis HaMikdash in another week or two. Okay?
Yes.
The great Moshe Kotsavitsky with Esau Einai. Well, let's hear from Benjamin Muller from Antwerp, and he does a classic, Rachem Na. One of the beauties about not having any commercials and not worrying about anything, really, is that we can play pieces that go on forever and ever and ever, long pieces, short pieces, and whatever. This is a rather lengthy piece, but I'm sure that you'll enjoy it. Benjamin Muller with Rachem Na.
Israel amech, v'Yerushalayim irech, v'Yad Oh!
Well, as you can tell, that was from a live performance. And as you've heard me say in the past, there's something very, very different about singing live before an audience and singing in the studio. It's the same as my feeling about doing this program live as I'm doing it right now. You may be hearing it in the archive in the months from now, but I could easily pre-record this and play this now and then just have it archived, but there is a certain tension. You know, there's no forgiveness. When you're doing it live, if you can't cut it back. you just can't just go back and redo it. And I think it makes for a much, certainly different. I think it's better. There's a certain tension that's involved when you're doing it live. But when you know that if you make a miscue or a misstep when you're pre-recording it and you can just go back and re-record, I think your mental state and the way things come out are very different. And of course, that was the live performance, as you heard. That was Benjamin Muller with the classic Rachem Noah. Well, you know, I don't get involved much in discussing who is the best and who is the, you know, there is this, it's like art, you know, I was at MoMA and, you know, some people think that's art and I don't understand it. And, but everybody has his own opinion and each one sees something different, hears something different. I don't think you can even take a vote on who's the greatest. You like this one, this other person likes that one, and these are your preferences. I've been doing this for about 32 years, and those of you who have been listening to my programs over the years, you pretty much know that I unabashedly talk about the deceased cantors, who are my favorites. I really shy away from talking about those who are living, it's much better that way. And I would say, when I'm pushed, my four favorites of the great cantors of the past, of course, there's Shmuel Malofsky, one of my favorites. Gershon Sirota, who we'll be hearing next. Arla Diamond, something about Diamond I really like. And Mordechai Hirschman. And in the forthcoming weeks, I'm going to be playing some specials featuring those four. Of course, look, you got to say Rosenblatt and Koussevitzky and Kvartin and others, but those four, somehow or other, they touch me. And I'm going to play Gershon Sirota doing something a little different. This is Ha'azino Elohim. This is Psalm 55. Give ear to my prayer. And the interesting thing about this Sirota selection, it's done to a tune, a composition written by Alessandro Stradella, Pieta Signora. And those of you who love opera, I'm sure that you'll find something familiar in the particular melody. I hope you enjoy this. This is Gershon Sirota with Ha'azino Elohim.
Yeah, Lord.
beautiful? Gershon Sirota HaZino Elohim. Okay, the Big Simcha is coming up this Sunday, and it's the son of Lynn and Alan Steinberg, and Helen and I will be there celebrating, and I dedicate this next election to the parents, the proud parents, and to the wonderful couple. Look forward to sharing that moment, and so let's play Mi Adir. This is Ozzy Schwartz, and this is in honor of the forthcoming Simcha, the son of Lynn and Alan Steinberg. Let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, that's July 1st and 3rd to the 3rd, the 49th Annual Convention of the Cantorial Council of America, it's taking place at Kutcher's Country Club in Monticello, and I'll be there Thursday afternoon and evening for dinner, and a wonderful cantorial concert featuring cantors Pinchas Cohen, Yaakov Motzen, Moshe Shur, and Beryl Zucker, and the Jesse Aronson Memorial Choir of Congregation Beth Shalom of Lawrence. We heard them at that wonderful concert just a few weeks ago featuring Health God and Adler and Kaplan. And the feature soloist for the evening will be cantor Joel Kaplan, who is the outgoing president of the Cantorial Council of America. And I look forward to being there and sharing in that event. So if you want to get up to Kutcher's and have dinner and partake of a very, very fine cantorial concert, you can give a call, 212-960-5353. That's the Bell School, 212-960-5353. And you can speak to cantor Eric Freeman, or who, by the way, is the conductor and the accompanist of that Jesse Aronson Choir. Did a wonderful job again at that concert the other night. So, again, that's at Kutcher's this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. If you want some more information, it's probably not too late to get in on some of the wonderful meetings that they have and lectures and whatever. But we'll be there for Thursday evening dinner and the like. Now, one of the cantors who's been very active in the Cantorial Council is Yaakov Orzach. He was born in London. His first position was at the Tottenham District Synagogue. In 1984, he moved to Canada, where he went to the B'nai Abraham Synagogue of Winnipeg, then to Montreal, at the young Israel of Chomedey. Hey, young Israel, can you imagine? Young Israel had a cousin. How about that? That's up there in Montreal. And Yaakov Orzach is presently at the Shar Tzedek Synagogue in Vancouver. And he's doing a wonderful job there. Let's hear Orzach with Mizratza Barachamim.
Ratze berachamim, o mispayes, o mispayes, besachanu. Zero. Veyo.
That was Yaakov Orzach, and he is at the Shaar Tzedek Synagogue in Vancouver. I'm anticipating probably meeting him at the convention the forthcoming days. Okay, a classic. This is Moshe Genshoff with Ritzei Vimnuchasenu. The great Genshoff coming right up.
Eloikeinu, veloikei avoiseinu, retsei, vimenu faseinu, kadeseinu, veimitsevaseinu, veseikerekeinu,
Moshe Genshoff, that was beautiful, wasn't it? All of this is terrific, real soul music. And this is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you're enjoying the program. A little more to come. Let's see. We got another 20 minutes or so. And who knows? No, we're not going to stay for an extra couple hours. Not yet. Not yet. Well, the next selection is from an album that was put out by Barry Sirota. And those of you who love Chazanis know that Barry Sirota has been a one-man archivist who has been able to go out and search for some wonderful, wonderful recordings that would be lost forever if he didn't record them. I probably have over 50 or 60 of his Musique Internationale albums. And by the way, he gives wonderful lectures if your synagogue is looking for something rather interesting. And I'm not pushing my comedy lectures right now, but you do know that for 25 years I have been lecturing on Jewish comedy. But let me give Barry Sirota a plug. And of course, Velvel Pasternak, when I think of two people who have done so much for the preservation of Jewish music, certainly Velvel Pasternak comes right to the fore in my mind, and Barry Sirota in terms of Chazonis. Sirota came out with this somewhere around 1996 or 7, I guess it was. We'll be hearing Uri Frankel. Frankel was born in 1915. He died in 1995. He was born in Munkach. He davened at the Hasidic Synagogue of Leeds in England, at the Brixton Synagogue. After the Second World War, he came to the United States, and he first came to Newark, New Jersey. Now, don't snicker. You know, I was born in Newark, and we had the most wonderful Jewish ghetto there. We had about 40,000, 50,000 Jews. There were about 30 or 40 synagogues, and of course, Chagi was there, Shapiro, and many of the great cantors were there at one time or another. After his stint in Newark, he went to Israel, returned to America, where he succeeded Henoch Bornstein of Congregation Avot Achim in Brooklyn. In 1951, he went to Philadelphia to Paul H. Tzedek Synagogue, and in 1957, for health reasons, he moved to California, where he stayed at the Judea Congregation of Los Angeles for 17 years, and then he eventually went to the Marav Temple of Encino until his death in 1995. Let's hear Uri Frankel with Shema Yisrael.
Voyage in me.
Well, you can tell that was from an old 78 recording. That was recorded in 1951 at the age of 36. 51, 36. Well, where were you in 1951? I was in, where was I? High school, something like that. Okay. Moshe Oysher. It's not easy to say. Moshe Oysher is coming up next with L'Olam Yehei Yodam. Oh, you didn't know that he was also a great cantor? Yeah, yeah, he was.
Kia qui love, 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 kia qui love your guy love me, love me, live on, live on. I live on, and I should go at the world. I
a live performance, Moshe Oysher. I think it was from a radio program. I'm not quite sure. Interesting album that I got of some of his recordings. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the concert that's taking place is the Thursday evening at the Kutcher's in Monticello at the Cantrill Council of America will feature cantors Pinchas Cohn, Yaakov Motzen, Moshe Shur, and Beryl Zucker. I played Moshe Shur a couple weeks ago. Of course, you've heard me play Yaakov Motzen quite frequently. Beryl Zucker, I think I have a recording of his. I'll have to get some. But let's hear Pinchas Cohn, who will be appearing then. By the way, it's also going to have the Jesse Aronson Memorial Choir featuring cantor Joel Kaplan and the outgoing president of the Cantorial Council, and cantor Eric Freeman is the accompanist conductor. One last selection for this evening. This is Pinchas Cohn with Yismach Moshe. A composition by Noach Shaul.
Yismach Moshe. Matinas Chalekovo Ki Eved Eved Nemon Ki Eved Eved Nemon Ki Eved Nemon Koro
Pero eso
Heard Pinchas Cohn, and I hope you enjoyed that version of Yismach Moshe. I hope you enjoyed all the versions this evening. This is Charlie Bernhout inviting you to come back next week. And again, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember, word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Those of you who want to give a comment right now, it's very simple. It's CBJ Music, Charlie Bernhout Jewish Music, cbjmusic@aol.com. I appreciate your listenership, and come and share this this music with me and with others. It's just something very, very delightful. Okay, 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Have a good 4th, a safe July 4th, and I'll be with you, God be willing, next Monday evening, 9 to 11. 9 to 11. Shalom, everyone.